Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today on The Extra, it's our pleasure to be talking about the important influence of the military on our community to its economic vitality. And with the Armed Forces Week quickly approaching, we want to recognize and take cognizance of the important role that the military plays in our region. You know, Colorado Springs is ranked as one of the nation's top military economies. And joining me this morning with more information on this and on Armed Forces Week, we are speaking with Jim Lovewell, Chief Operating Officer of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Jim, welcome.
Good morning, Shannon. Thanks for having us on the show. We appreciate it.
You bet. And I think also on the line, we have Camille Levon, Special Projects Manager of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Camille, are you there yet? I know she may be joining us a little later.
Hi, Shannon. I'm here.
Great. All right. Sounds good. All right. As we let's start with Jim, if that's okay. Jim, what is Armed Forces Week and what does it involve and how can people who maybe aren't even part of the military appreciate this?
Great question. Well, it's set aside here locally to celebrate our military community and the important role that the service members play in supporting national defense. Specific to it as well, it's also a great opportunity to recognize the contributions of outstanding enlisted leaders serving in Colorado Springs, and we'll talk a little bit about that a bit later. It's also the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC's Military Affairs Council. That's a group of dedicated and talented volunteers, part of our Chamber and EDC, that they're organizing these events. And then May is Military Appreciation Month. And this year, Military Appreciation Week in Colorado Springs is going to be commemorated May 10th through May 18th. And two key events have been lined up for the celebrations.
All right. So let's talk about those key events, if we might. Let's talk about apparently something of a musical bent.
That's right. You don't want to miss this one. The Armed Forces Concert by the United States Air Force Academy Band will perform its highly anticipated annual concert at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 10th at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts. This is an incredible show. For over 60 years, the Academy Band has used the power of music to honor our nation, our veterans, inspire patriotism, and connect the U.S. Air Force with our local community. So the concert is free to the public, and they can register for tickets at www.usafa.edu, www.usafa.edu.
Some people look forward all year long to this because really this, patriotic music, to hear it played live is something that a lot of people don't get the chance to do. I mean, you may have a recording of it here or there, but it's inspiring to listen to it live. There's also a luncheon coming up as part of Armed Forces Week, as I understand. Tell us more about that, Jim.
Right. This is another opportunity that the Military Affairs Council's put together on May 18th. The Military Affairs Council, they're specifically going to honor our enlisted service members for their dedication and service to our nation during the Armed Forces Luncheon, which will take place at the DoubleTree Hotel by Hilton. So at that lunch, the MAC will announce the results of their outstanding enlisted program. So this was 16 top-performing enlisted members who were nominated by their bases, installations, and headquarters. And members from three enlisted rank groups, that would be junior enlisted, non-commissioned officers, and senior non-commissioned officers, competed in interviews in April here at the Chamber and EDC. One winner from each category will be announced at the lunch. And I'll tell you, Shannon, I participated in one of those panels, and I can tell you we have some tremendous service members making a positive impact both on the military with their core missions and serving around our community in Colorado Springs. It's going to be an incredible lunch and a great opportunity to recognize enlisted excellence. The public can register for this luncheon at coloradospringschamberedc.com, and we are looking forward to having a great lunch. It's a wonderful event we look forward to all year long.
It sounds like Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC's Military Affairs Council is very much a part of leading the efforts of honoring service members during Military Appreciation Week. Can you tell us a little bit more about the EDC's Military Affairs Council and what role it plays when it comes to our military community in the region?
Sure, and they truly are having a great impact. And these volunteers are from sometimes military backgrounds, defense company backgrounds, just want to volunteer and help out things for the military. They're an incredible group. The Chamber and EDC has a number of councils in that advocate for various items. These include the Government Affairs Council, of course, the Military Affairs Council, or MAC, as we refer to it here on the show, and the Small Business Advisory Council. So we appreciate all those volunteers. The MAC supports military missions in the Pikes Peak region. They bring civilian and military leaders together for dialogue, and they also play a key role with statewide projects that impact military and families. We're very proud of the results that they've had every year, but they've been able to bring some big things to head as of late, and this is one of them with the launch. Many military are here for relatively short times, I would say between 1 and 4 years or so. So it's imperative that we as a community are responsive to supporting them, that we know what their needs are. We stay in constant contact with the bases, the headquarters, the leaders there to make sure that we as a community are filling those needs. And MAC also plays a great role in that military community interface. So when there is a military concern, we have venues on a monthly basis where we talk about things and we can identify those items that need some help and bring community relations to bring solutions. The MAC also is a great opportunity for linking together those currently serving veterans, those in the Guard or Reserve, and their families with community support organizations. So we definitely know, we communicate with a lot of veteran serving agencies here in town, and we'd love to communicate them, and the MAC is a great way to do that. And just a couple last points on the MAC. They play a big role in bringing the industry leaders together with the military leaders as well. So if there are needs or solutions that are waiting to be formulated, that's a great opportunity to do that. And last but not least, we owe a lot to our military for their service, for what the families do to enable those who are serving in uniform. We want to make sure that they're getting the best from us as a community while they're here. And for those who want to make a decision to exit the military, be that from separating or retiring, we want to make this their next best home and welcome them to our community on a permanent basis.
Yeah, singing is how I live in a cul-de-sac that is filled with basically on all sides retired military. I know that is that's part and parcel of living in a community that has made it attractive to military retirees as well as those with current military ties, and just continuing that linkage there that makes this community, I think, one of the best, I think, posts that you could be stationed to, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more. I'm retired Air Force, and I love that this is my home. I don't want to go anywhere else, and we want to have, there's a lot of other people who feel the same way. We want to make it a great place for them to transition to.
Yeah, maybe Germany or Italy. I mean, those are exciting, too. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, this is wonderful. If people want to find out more information, Jim, where would you suggest they contact you?
Sure. Our website, www.coloradospringschamberedc.com. That's EDC, Echo Delta Charlie, for military out there. We'd love to connect with them and give them more information about whatever programs we can.
Okay. Jim, stick around, and Camille as well. When we come back, we're going to be talking nuts and bolts, dollars and cents, really, of the economic impact that is generated by the military presence in Colorado Springs. That and more when The Extra continues. You're listening to KRDO News Radio's The Extra. KRDO, back with The Extra, and our guest today, Camille Lavon, and Special Projects Manager for the Colorado Springs Chamber in EDC, and Jim Lovell, Chief Operating Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber in EDC. And of course, you can find out more information about everything we've been talking about at Colorado Springs Chamber EDC, EchoDeltaCharlie.com in of course, military parlance. Let's talk with Jim Lovell now and talk about the economic impact of the defense sector in the region. Before I moved here, gosh, it's been 20 years ago, two decades ago, I knew there was a military presence. I don't think, realize the full impact of what you talk about when you talk about the economy really being a hand in hand with what's going on in the military. Jim, shed some light on just the extent of this military impact.
Sure. And for the listeners, I'm hoping to convey scope here. It's very easy, as you said, to be here in the community, see people in uniform, and say, oh, that's great, we've got a lot of military here, but it's much bigger than that. So we're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 45,000 uniformed service members, certainly lots of federal civilians and contractors that support their missions. And then when you look at us as a community, nearly 100,000 veterans, people who've served before, and as you can imagine, the expertise they bring to our community, both as a function of talent, in many cases security clearances to do Department of Defense work, it's incredible. So the defense sector here brings an estimated $7 billion annually to the local economy. That's huge. And we're home to 5 military bases and key installations that support critical missions. So I'm going to acquaint the listeners here that may not be familiar with some of those big ones. We're the permanent home to NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command, and U.S. Northern Command, both of which provide strategic watch to safeguard North America. They're located at Peterson Space Force Base, and one of the wonderful headquarters we have here. We also have Fort Carson and the 4th Infantry Division, which also supports key partners such as the 10th Special Forces Group, a huge capability for our nation with Fort Carson and lots of combat power located there. We have Space Base Delta One, as many of you have heard it referenced around town with a name change over the last year or so. That speaks to the bases of Peterson and Schriever Space Force bases, plus Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. Many may also be surprised to hear that they also support other bases and installations in the U.S. and around the globe. They are a big organization here in town, and they also facilitate the work of some of those headquarters I talked about.
Hey, tell me again that name, because I refer to them all the time as Peterson Space Force Base. So what are we calling it now?
Sure. Space Base Delta One is the name that's referred to the grouping of bases which are comprised of Peterson Space Force Base, Schriever Space Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. But there are a few others around the globe that they take care of. So it's Space Base Delta One is the name of the organization that's over them. It's still accurate to call them Peterson Space Force Base, Schriever Space Force Base, etc. as individual entities.
Got it. Okay, and then what else?
All right, so there's more.
Of course.
We're the permanent home for U.S. Space Force's Space Operations Command. That's a 3-star general command that's here and doing lots of wonderful things for space operations specifically. And then we're the provisional home to U.S. Space Command and the U.S. Space Force's Space Training and Readiness Command, also known as Star Command. That's a 4-star and a 2-star general-led command, respectively. So we're proud to host those organizations. And you can see there is just a huge amount of military concentration here. But then also when you look at the different ways that they have their missions aligned, we're talking about combat power directly down at Fort Carson, space excellence, space operations excellence, and all the multinational agencies that tie into the work that they do. So it's very, very broad when it comes to the military side.
And then also, I mean, I just got done covering the Space Symposium at the Broadmoor last month. And when you talk about that, I mean, you see the impact. There are a lot of companies that are looking to work in this space hand in hand with the military.
Absolutely. And we love the Space Symposium put on by the Space Foundation. That's a huge opportunity to bring people from all around the world, not just the U.S., to talk about both military and civilian space. It's enormous. And that's just one example of some of the other force multipliers that we have here. Others include Catalyst Campus, Exponential Impact, the National Cybersecurity Center, I already mentioned Space Foundation, and the Space Information Sharing and Analysis Center, or Space ISAC. All these are here in your Colorado Springs community, and they're organizations unlike any other that help these types of missions go on for both the military and civilian space. So we really are a big place for space. And also on the scope for our economy we talked about, we have here in Colorado Springs more than 200 space, aerospace, and defense companies, many of whom work in the government sector, but then they also support the commercial sector as well. So additionally, our region is strong in advanced manufacturing, cyber and software, healthcare and sports. So you can see that we have a very diversified economy, which keeps us resilient and strong. And one of the other things that I mentioned here on this portion is the workforce. And I know Camille's going to talk about that a little bit more. But the skilled talent pipeline that we have from the universities, trade schools and other things here locally, in addition to all those military that are sticking around here permanently or that are working here for a while, that's a lot of talent that's exported right into our economy. And then there's one I'd like to highlight particularly, just so many examples of success here, but most recently Delta Solutions and Strategies, they're a military training and modeling simulations product developer, was selected as the Small Business Prime Contractor of the Year for 2023 by the U.S. Small Business Administration. That is no small feat and certainly indicative of the great things that are going on here in our community.
That is huge. That is huge. So the basic message that you want to get out is what, Jim?
Well, that Colorado Springs has a very unique environment. We have so many different types of military organizations here, headquarters, huge, huge impact. But you also have to keep in mind that does have a certain contribution to the economy, but that means we also have so many different companies who are innovating, who are growing, who are thriving here that continue to make our economy strong and support the military because they're right here bringing solutions. On top of that, you think of all the organizations here in town that support those who support the military. So our business ecosystem, our economy is strong, we're open for business, and we're just thrilled to have this sort of a setup with all those force multipliers that I talked about. You can be very proud of your local community and what's going on in the military, in space, aerospace segments.
And a lot of these companies are sinking serious money into our community. Tell us about some of the investments being made out there.
Absolutely. We love to talk about these because there's a whole lot of hard work by our economic developers here at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. And imagine it like a pipeline. We may have conversations with companies 5 years out, 3 years out, that are just interested in looking around where in the United States should we grow, where should we expand, where should we put our headquarters. So those conversations go through, our team works with them, and in many cases, they end up coming here, and we've had some big ones. So a couple key ones that I'd like to highlight are Zavaro, Integris, and most recently Microchip's $880 million planned investment are a testament to that type of growth. These three companies alone will create over 1,300 high-paying jobs here in our economy. So as you can see, that's huge. That's great that we have big businesses coming in. But we're also about small business, too, because we want to reward those who are having an entrepreneurial spirit and bringing a new capability. During the Space Symposium, we were honored to have the governor come down to our booth, and we announced the business expansion of Nux, the only company authorized to provide access to secure facilities on behalf of the U.S. government. They're a portable type of setup. That was huge to be able to announce what Nux is doing here. And then some other companies that we'll highlight include BlueStack, Aerospace Corporation, Caliola Engineering, and Northrop Grumman. Together, those with their expansion efforts are adding hundreds of skilled jobs and millions in capital investment directly into the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, I think the Nux, right? I think that came at a timely moment in our nation's history, as we had just had so much discussion about, unfortunately, some of the issues that can come across if that environment is compromised, right? I'm talking about some of the recent headlines, and we won't go into that right now. That's a whole nother extra, perhaps. We need to take a short break here. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said, indeed, it's a whole other extra. I will point out that Nux is a veteran-owned organization. The gentleman that founded it is a Navy veteran. So, once again, we really appreciate that talent that we talked about wanting to retain here. We're really pleased that Nux chose us for where they wanted to expand.
Great, and from a Navy person, too. Awesome. All right, we have to take a break here. 9:29 is our time. We'll have much more of the extra after the break. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, our focus on the military economic impact of the defense sector in our region. Keep on listening. KRDO News Time. We are just past the half hour mark. We are rejoining our guests right now as we continue our discussion on the military impact on the economy of the region. And our guest today, I'm going to introduce them once again. Jim Lovewell, Chief Operations Officer of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, and Camille Levon, Special Projects Manager of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Well, the military being such a large part of our economy, Camille, means that retirees and service members transitioning out of the armed forces often settle here. So how critical is this demographic, especially in supporting the talent needs throughout the Colorado Springs business community, not just in those military adjacent businesses and industries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Shannon, they're very critical for our economic region. You and I have spoken before a little bit about how for every open position in our region, we have a half of a worker right now. And most of those workers aren't qualified for the highly technical positions we want to place them in. And so talent is just a constant conversation piece for our region and at our chamber. And having those 95,000 veterans, those 45,000 active service members in our region, I mean, we've been named best in the nation for veterans, and those veterans, they have a very diversified skill set. They have crazy experiences that they've had in their, working for the DOD that they bring into our region. And then, of course, we can never forget those security clearances. I mean, getting a security clearance, time, the investment that brings to our local industry is huge. And, you know, I cannot mention our veterans without also highlighting their partners. Their military spouses. Those military spouses also have a diversified skill set, diversified experiences, and they are a highly educated workforce. 89% of them have higher education. And according to the according to Harvard University, the Carnegie Foundation, and Stanford Research Center, 85% of job success comes from soft skills, well-developed soft skills, people skills, and only 15% comes from those technical skills and that knowledge, those hard skills. And so when you're looking at our veterans, when you're looking at our military spouses, and you're asking yourselves, are they critical to our economic region? Yes. It's a big yes on that one.
And speaking here as a member of the radio news department at KRDO, we have at least two, there may be more, but military members former military members who have joined our enterprise, and Byron Derek Powell, one of our newest employees on the sales side, and Justin Hart, who's one of our afternoon on-air personalities, as well as a producer. Mm-hmm. And they just bring so much, like you said, so much to the table, and a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of knowing how to work in groups with a lot of hierarchy, too.
Yes, yes. I mean, when you're talking about adaptability, when you're talking about resilience, you're always talking about the military spouse and veterans. And of course, our civilian talent have those soft skills as well, but we see it a lot in those veterans and military spouses with those five military installations. And, you know, you talk about the talent that you have that are veterans or military spouses. We've actually partnered with the Hiring Our Heroes program and have our own population or group of veteran and military spouse thanks to their great programs.
That's great. That's great. And at the Chamber and EDC, now you know that the military is a fluid, somewhat transient bunch, right? And there's a program that you've tailored specifically for those who are finding their way to Colorado Springs. Tell us about this.
Right. So because we have, you know, the military spouses, I'm going to start a little bit with theirs because their military spouse fellowship program is the one that we've worked with the most. And because those military spouses are so highly educated, because they have that diverse soft skill and hard skill set, really their largest obstacle that has been established is networking. What does it mean when somebody transitions into our community to make those connections, to get those elevated positions that they deserve walking in with these kinds of experiences? And the Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouse Fellowship Program is an 11-week program, and it takes the military spouses and it pays the salary for full-time employment for them to engage with local industry. So Hiring Our Heroes is across the nation. They're a part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, and our specific Hiring Our Heroes has placed three fellows, military spouse fellows, at the Colorado Springs Chamber in EDC. And this is not specific to the chamber. This is for local industry that, you know, if you own a business, if you're somewhere out there representing your talent acquisition, this is a program that I highly encourage you to take advantage of. And within the next 2 to 3 months, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC will be launching a resource inventory on our website. And when that is launched, you'll be able to find the contact information for Hiring Our Heroes there. But they place them in your industry. You interview them. you make sure it's a good selection, and then you've got this talent available to you in your office.
Interesting. What about other programs that are kind of falling under the same umbrella of yours?
Sure. Yeah, we have the Corporate Fellowship Program. So it's very similar to the Military Spouse Fellowship Program, but it's specifically working with our service members. And then we have our Caregiver Fellowship Program. So you can imagine, very similar, but now we're talking about the caregiver. And then we have the Military Spouse Professional Network, which is really highlighting networking opportunities. Because, again, I mean, most positions are currently found through those networking opportunities. Who do you know? So how can we expedite the journey of the veteran when they're transitioning out? To the military spouse when they're transitioning into our region, how can we expedite their journey to where they belong through that network?
And hiring our heroes, as I understand it, is a U.S. Chamber of Commerce foundation with various locations. So talk about the collaboration between the Springs Chamber and EDC and the Hiring Our Heroes program.
Man, they are a huge resource. I have a lot of questions, Shannon. I know that may be shocking to you, but I do. And I love that I can contact Sarah or Shannon. Those are your two local representatives. And Mount Carmel, I mean, everybody knows Mount Carmel, but I'm going to say Mount Carmel is a huge resource to getting hold of the Hiring Our Heroes program as well. But they are very available. First, they push out the resumes. I get to look through them. You know, at the Chamber and EDC, we have four distinct pillars. We have membership, government affairs, defense, and that economic development pillar. And so you can imagine we need a lot of diversified talent. And I'm telling you, every pillar, every department, marketing, talent acquisition, finance, is sitting in that resume pool. So I get to select from these highly talented individuals, interview them, and provide them with an immersive networking experience. And I can also tell you our last fellow was hired on as a full-time employee. So it is even better, right? Even better when they come in, provide that value add, and you're able to provide them with sustainable, high-wage, high-value leadership opportunities in your organization.
Oh, fantastic. We want to direct our listeners to the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC website. It's very easy. Colorado Springs Chamber EDC.com. I think you can also find it CSChamberEDC.com. I think I found it that way too. But we have to take a short break here, Camille. When we come back, let's talk to you about some of the supportive organizations that are out there for military families. I know my daughter goes to school with a lot of military families, so this is something that we see in person, how it works. But let's shed some light on that when we come back. How about?
Sounds good, Shannon.
All right. We'll be back with more from the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC with this edition of The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra. Our guests today, Jim Lovewell and Camille Lavon with the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. And prior to this, we were talking about some of the fellowship programs that are available in the Hiring Our Heroes program that is a nonprofit foundation that is part of the chambers nationwide. But Camille, let's talk about some of the organizations that support military families and spouses in Colorado Springs. Let's talk about the work they do. What can you shed light on?
We have a lot of support in this region. And in fact, I would highly encourage if you're a veteran, active duty service member, or military spouse, a dependent, if you came here and you're just looking for resources or connections, there's a lot out there. So I would encourage you to connect with some of the ones that I'm going to highlight and just know that's just the beginning. Like I'm just getting started on what's out there and how we can connect you. And sometimes we focus just on the employment aspect, which is of course important, but I'm also talking about holistic as well. I'm talking about short-term loans. I'm talking about housing solutions. Whatever that may look like for you, wherever your gap exists, there's definitely a resource, an agency, a program out there that can really help meet your needs. So let me highlight a few. Mount Carmel Veteran Services, that is a really big one. And we talk about Mount Carmel a lot, and we talk about them a lot for very good reason, because they're a big part of this region and what makes us successful as a region when servicing our veterans, active service members, and military spouses. We also have the Colorado Springs Vet Center, the Homefront Military Network, and then, of course, our Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And if you don't know this, our Pikes Peak Workforce Center is one of the top in the nation. We are exceedingly lucky to have them and all of the work that they do for us. It makes a big difference. It makes a difference for our veterans, our military spouses, their partners, their kids, but also for talent as a whole, for our region, for our industry.
You yourself are a military spouse. So let's talk about the experience. How did you access some of these programs and support?
Right. It's hard to talk about my experience as a military spouse without also thinking of my partner. And so my partner utilized a lot of the agencies that I just shared. And of course, as did I, as a family member, right? As did our kids, as military kids. But the Workforce Center was one that I actually worked for the Workforce Center for a number of years. And so I was lucky enough to kind of see behind the curtain and see all the hard work and the great programs that exist. And I was able to work with one of their paid internship programs, fellowship programs, and through that become connected with the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation. But what I would say is that when it came to those holistic resources and having access to them, Mount Carmel was another big one, as well as the Military Spouse Career Coalition, and their networking events are a huge resource.
Okay, well, great. Let's just, as we get close to wrapping up here, want to give some final thoughts on how people can tap into this information. Camille?
Yeah. So in terms of the programs themselves, like I said, we're launching that resource inventory, and that's going to be on our website. And I know you said it earlier, Shannon, it's the Colorado Springs Chamber, EDC.com. But you know what? If you Google us, you'll find us. We're easy to find. We want you to find us because that's why we're building our amazing talent resource inventory. So that is a great way to access these. And again, that'll be launching in the next few months on our website. But also you could go to Mount Carmel directly, go to the Workforce Center directly. All of them are excited to be able to provide their resources, their programs to you.
And what about this Hiring for Heroes or Hiring Our Heroes program?
Right. So again, Mount Carmel is a great one, but you know, I have this bad habit, but you know, you can always just contact me directly as well, and I will be happy to connect them with Hiring Our Heroes because I'm in constant conversation with them. I can be found on the Colorado Springs Chamber EDC website, or you can just literally call me at 719-629-8740.
And Camille, sometimes I can't tell if Jim is still on the line. Jim, are you still here?
He's still here. He's
okay.
Here,
as we get ready to wrap up, what would you like our audience to have as a main takeaway? And Camille, I'll ask you the same thing in just a minute. What would you like our listeners to take away from this conversation?
Well, Shannon, I'll start with just saying as a person, as a community, we just need to be aware of how large the scope is of military and its big impact on our economic development here in the region. But I would also say, as somebody who lived here in between overseas assignments for three different assignments locally, get to know your military neighbors and make friends with them quick. They may not be here for a long time. They may be here for a while, but these are some great folks. Their families are serving as well. Get to know them. Ask them how you can serve them as a community. Ask them how you can serve them as a neighbor. And really engage with them because they are making decisions about where they're going to relocate afterwards. We just want to make it a wonderful opportunity for them to continue serving our nation because we all benefit from the national security they provide.
Love it. And Camille, what would you like this takeaway to be for our audience?
When you talk about economic development, you would be remiss if you left out talent. And in our region, those military spouses and those veterans, those active duty service members are a huge part of why we are one of the best regions, and in my personal opinion, the best region in the nation.
Great. Well, a great conversation with the both of you. Of course, we sidestepped the elephant perhaps in the room as to the fate of U.S. Space Command, but I think that's a conversation, again, for a different extra show. We could go into so much detail on that. But to our guest today, Jim Lovewell, who is Chief Operating Officer of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Jim, thank you for sharing your insight into this important impact of the military here on the Pikes Peak region.
Well, we always appreciate being on the show. Thank you for affording us the opportunity.
You bet. And Camille Levon, Special Projects Manager for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, loved hearing about those programs. And I hope our listeners will definitely take some of that advice and information and resource opportunities away from this.
Yeah, me too, Shannon. Me too.
Thank you for being along for this conversation. And you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, again guiding you to their website, the Colorado Springs Chamber, EDC.com. www.thextra.com. We'll have another hour of conversation tomorrow on The Extra. Tom Martino is up after the break. You're listening to KRDO News Radio.